one of the things that frustrates me as I look back at this sort of polarization idea. In my interpretation, when a number of Christian religious folk like me would walk out into the public arena and say, here's what I believe, here's what I have, you need it, but I don't need anything from you.
It's been interesting as a second-generation Hindu American to kind of see the emergence of a distinctly American Hinduism, mm-hmm. taking the positives from American culture and incorporating it and making it part of a living tradition.
In Hebrew, the word for prayer and work are the same, avodah. And it's not because prayer is so much work, at least that's what I'm told. It's because putting your values into action is a form of prayer, of making tangible what you believe.
I worry about how government and faith communities are going to be working together, because I am not part of a faith community and don't see myself as part of a faith community. So it feels like, well, will I be the one who's now marginalized?
I think with the platform that America has created for all of us is that discussion can happen.
If I may share a story quickly, mm-hmm. it's around Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. He used to bring someone to his house for dinner. He didn't eat alone. So one night he brought in a person, and he was starting, and he started in the name of God. And the person said, well, I don't believe in God and stuff. So the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, said, well, then you don't have place on my table, so you can leave. And in the story it said that at the same time, God addressed Abraham, peace be upon him, and said, who do you think fed him for 40 years? And you couldn't stand him for one dinner. No matter what religions or no religions or whatever faith, whatever we believe in, I think we have to work together to make our communities safe, because that's where we want our next generation to flourish in. And I think that will be a very important, at least for me, to take back from last night and from today.